Welcome to Lakemount Worship Center, connecting you to the life-changing presence of Jesus Christ. We hope that you are blessed and inspired by today's message.
Well, this morning we have a couple of testimonies to share with you in addition to the baptisms. And I'm going to be reading a couple, and then we have a couple live and then one on a video. But I just want to encourage you with testimony, and that every testimony that's spoken would breathe life into your situation, into dry areas that you just have been searching and longing for God to move in. So just receive, if there's a miracle of salvation or healing or whatever it is that gets spoken about today, just receive it. Receive it for yourself. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony." And what the story of what God has done in your life can actually overcome the enemy in your life. Because nobody can argue with what God's done in your life, right? It's truth. And the truth is what sets us free. So there's freedom in the house today. There's freedom for us moving into 2019. Like, let's shake off the baggage. Let's let go of the stuff that's been hindering us to move in to his fullness. Psalm 71 says, "My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long." This is our family. This is the church that God's coming back for. A family that's sharing and telling and testifying and remembering the promises and the goodness of God continually. So I want to encourage you. You're going to hear testimonies, but I want you to begin to put together your own testimony. Like, begin to remember what God's done for you and your family in 2019, and then head that way in 2019. Recount the blessings and let his goodness flow. I also just wanted to mention in 1 Samuel 17:37, David is praying out to the Lord, and he says that God's delivered him from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. So he knows that God's going to deliver him from the Philistine. And so if there's a Philistine in your midst, if there's something that's staring you down that you feel has overcome you, begin to recount what God's already done. Begin to recount the promises. Find somebody else who's got a testimony. Find something in the Word that's going to encourage your spirit, that's going to stir your faith today. All right? You ready to celebrate? All right. So good. I'm going to invite Lucas, if you're here, and Crystal LaValle, if you're here, to come on up. I know they're here. While they're coming, I'm just going to share one Sozo testimony from this year. And it says, "In early November, I was blessed to receive prayer ministry from the Lakemount Sozo team. Having never experienced personal prayer time in this way before, I was nervous and somewhat skeptical, wondering how it might be helpful in my life. I'm so thankful that I jumped in and opened my heart to God for something quite unexpected. During my high school years, I was very wounded by an incident that caused much humiliation and shame in my life. I have held bitterness and anger towards the people involved and has haunted me constantly. During the Sozo, in a very quiet moment, the Holy Spirit came and healed my heart in a big way. I was able to release forgiveness to those who hurt me, and I am a changed man. Even my wife can see it. Since the Sozo, I have regained my confidence and self-worth and have already been able to serve in my church in a whole new way. I feel like a huge weight has lifted and I have fresh purpose. I can't wait to see how God is going to use me in the days ahead. I am so grateful to those who minister to me. Freedom is a wonderful gift." Isn't that awesome? So great. So good. So we have a Sozo ministry that runs throughout the year here. It is all about getting saved, healed, and delivered, and digging into the promises of what God has for you. So I encourage you to get one of those. I'm going to invite Lucas to come. You're going to share your testimony.
Thanks, Becky. So I did this earlier this morning, and I thought it'd be easier, but wow, there's a lot of people here. You do this all the time? Scary, but so bear with me as I open my sheet here. So thank you, Lakemount, for allowing me to share my testimony this morning. It's an honor. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior earlier this year in April. Although I came from a Catholic foundation, I'm fairly new to the Christian faith. And it's been an incredible year of growth for the kingdom of God in my life, nonetheless. Before being saved, I lived a life that was controlled by the temporary satisfactions that only the earth can provide us. Through my study of the Word, I quickly learned that I was fully controlled by my flesh, and that I had many sinful addictions that were becoming the foundation of who I was as a person. I wasn't proud of that. So right now I'm 25, and as young adults, the decisions we make in our early 20s are so important as they dictate the trajectory of our future. And I was lost looking for direction, and it didn't help that right now society, it's almost as if it's okay to sin. And after many years of falling short with God, the first service I attended here at Lake Mount truly opened my heart to receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. Shortly after, I found out there was this cool hipster-looking guy named John with a beard who runs a young adult service every Monday night. Shout out to John. Basically, hundreds of us kids my age get together and try to figure this thing called life out together, but with the Word of God, which is incredible. The biggest game changer for me, though, was that really helped catapult my faith was being a part of the Dominican Republic missions trip that Becky organized for us. So 60 of us went down to the DR to help work on the Grace Hospital, run sports camps, and visit those in need. But honestly, I got a week to spend the whole time with Matt Tappy. That was pretty cool too. Guys, pretty incredible, must say. But so if you're sitting in your chair like I was when I was first saved, wondering how can I grow my faith? How can I feel a greater connection with God? Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's no better feeling than going down to a third world country to preach the gospel and to worship through love and unity with those in the villages, no matter the color of your skin or your social economical class. Because God looks past all those things. To see it working firsthand was amazing. God bless you all.
Way to go, Lucas. We're proud of you. It's awesome to see this next generation just stepping out in the promises and the things of God. I'm going to invite Crystal to come. And why don't you tell us about what's happening with I Am Compelled and what I Am Compelled is.
Awesome. I've had 3 cups of coffee. My heart's on fire because the prophetic word. And I have 3 minutes. Okay, everybody take a deep breath in. Get ready. Woo. Okay, so I run an organization, charity, educational charity called I Am Compelled. We go into the schools, mostly elementary, across Canada with our team of passionate, sold out young people who don't drink coffee. Yes, they do. And what they do is there's theater, arts, hip hop. Dance. And so they go into the public, Catholic, Christian schools, private schools, and they bring this message of Canadian history, Canadian heroes, and the proverbial baton being passed through the decades, landing in their hands, asking the question, what are you compelled to do to help others? So we were just doing our thing. We were, you know, pioneering this grassroots movement, and then God started burdening our hearts for First Nation youth, because the suicide rates in the north, in Canada, are 5 to 6 times higher than in like the major cities. And so Holy Spirit whispered to me and said, what are you compelled to do? And I said, challenge accepted. And we mobilized our team. We connected with leaders in Saskatoon to hold a province-wide youth retreat weekend for First Nation youth. We had a $4,000 budget that we didn't have the money for yet. And we had room for 150 youth. By the time registration closed, 400 registered, and our budget went up to $65,000. And so last year, I remember testifying, people sowed. So thank you, Lake Mount. Thank you to our monthly partners for sowing, because we didn't have time to stress. We're like, the kids are coming. I'm telling you, our team, when they were doing the registration table, they were crying because they said the heaviness on these kids was so real. That spirit of death was so real. And maybe you're sitting here and you're like, man, I got a spirit of death on me. Just wait, because this testimony, the same God who could do it for them can do it for you. And I told the team, you know, put your big pants on. Now's not the time to cry. Now's the time to hold your post. And they're like, yeah, Crystal. And on the first night, we thought 5 or 6 kids would give their hearts to the Lord. But after the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, half the room stood up to give their hearts to Jesus. Come on, Jesus. The harvest, come on. So then the second night, we thought that was like the epitome of the weekend. We're like, yeah. The second night, we made a call. If you struggle with the spirit of suicide, would you stand up? The entire room stood up. For the next hour and a half, our team was holding kids while they were vomiting, while they were crying, while they were getting rid of their demons. And the counselors had said to us, Crystal, what takes us 2 years has taken 2 days here at this conference. And we didn't know what we were doing. We never know. We were just zealous to say yes to God, step out because of the prompting of the Holy Spirit on our hearts, and man our post until he showed up. And so he is faithful. And so from there, what ended up happening is chiefs started calling us and inviting us onto the reserve. I'm Métis background. And just so you know, that doesn't happen. there's no Native community that's like, yeah, come on in. But God has put favor on us, and we went into one of the second largest reserves in all of Canada. So I'm going to put up a picture there. And we did I Am Compelled in the schools on the reserve. And then we partnered with the church on the ground to hold a youth rally weekend where we said, God, if you don't show up, we are in trouble. I almost said something else. Like, we're in trouble. And what happened is, we're in trouble. And what happened is, kids were coming who were drunk and high. And that blew my mind because God said to me, Crystal, bigger than outward sin, my faithfulness, how big is your God? And I said, God, you're either super big, you're either the greatest truth, or you're the biggest lie, but I choose to put all my marbles in your basket. And God is set free. Like, they didn't even, the church leaders were like, where'd all these kids come from? Because when God commands something, he said, call to me and I will show you great and mighty things. And so for 2019, so this for me is a picture of God's faithfulness in 2018. But like Faitine was saying, I feel like the best is yet to come for souls and harvest and a generation. So it's time to put your big pants on and get out and go get the harvest.
Thank you, Crystal. Everybody say, do it again. Do it again, God. Yes, Jesus. I'm going to read another testimony. This is from a young mom in the house. And it just says, in spite of suffering a very disheartening miscarriage in 2017, we continued to believe that God had plans for a fourth child for our family. I was sent for an ultrasound to follow up on the miscarriage and was surprised to find out that I was once again pregnant. This child was an answer to my burning heart. Although the loss had been devastating, God was about to fulfill his promise. My pregnancy progressed as others had. I was sick constantly. Every small task took a tremendous effort, and working full-time and caring for three young kids was a struggle. My routine blood work showed I was at risk of having a child with chromosomal abnormality. The numbers were there on a piece of paper, and my risks were really high. Did you know that when you're pregnant with a child that may have an abnormality, you're referred for counseling once you make the decision to carry that baby to term? However, if you choose to abort, it is a simple appointment followed by the scheduled procedure. Isn't that crazy? We need to pray for God to move in that area. We asked for prayer, refused invasive testing, and I opted for a simple blood test at 13 weeks. I was able to determine that my daughter's results would become clearer as she grew and we could monitor her growth. So we waited, we grew in our love for her, and we prayed. At 20 weeks, I went for a routine ultrasound, and the baby's growth did not reflect the results of my blood work, and she was growing at the perfect rate. However, the ultrasound tech could not sort out the photos of her heart, and they asked me to come back again. At the second appointment, they struggled again, and the third and the fourth. They sent me to Mac to have an ultrasound done by a genetic specialist, and there were signs of heart complication that left them puzzled. Once again, I was reminded of the risks and possible complications. After the next scan, I was able to both cry and celebrate as they reported that they now found everything exactly as it should be. Truly, there are times when we are so fearful, weak, and broken that we don't have any choice but to allow Him to order our steps and hold on to hope. In those times, we learn to walk in obedience to what we know to be true. This baby would be loved unconditionally. On February 26, we welcomed our sweet baby girl via C-section, and she was and is perfect. Heaven knew all along. It took some time for us to see the promise fulfilled. We are so thankful to God for this precious miracle gift. Isn't that amazing? So good. I just want to pray right now, just for anybody who's had this situation, maybe you've gone through some miscarriages or just had this promise, like a promise that you haven't seen fulfilled yet. But I believe right now, Father, that you have perfect plan, Lord God, in store for every person in this room, Jesus. If there's been hope deferred, Lord God, if there's been babies that have not come to full term, Lord God, we just ask right now that you would heal wombs, Lord God, that you would move, Lord Jesus, in this room right now in a powerful way, God, that you would heal and restore, repair what's broken, Jesus, and that we would see the faithfulness of God, the faithfulness of God in the land of the living, Jesus. We just ask right now for just the laws and regulations surrounding abortion, Lord God, and the things that happen with that. Father, we ask for justice. Lord God, we ask that these ones, Lord God, would come into a safe place, Lord, that they would receive counsel, that they would receive prayer, Lord God, that they would receive love, Lord God, unconditional love. God, let your goodness flow in this area, in our nation in 2019. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to invite Stephen and Carla Stoffelson to the platform. They are global workers in Guatemala. If you want to welcome them as they come. Just want to celebrate what God's
doing and continues to do through them.
Praise God. God's been doing awesome things in Guatemala this past year, 2018. We've just really seen so many things happening. And I have some stats. 7,680 plates of food we served. We did 243 outreaches. We did 720 breakfasts for the Friends of Jesus, which are prostitutes and women in sex trade. We hosted eight teams. We had 87 people receive Jesus. 6 baptisms and 12 baptisms of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And at the beginning of 2018, we had declared that we would see healings in every service. Everywhere that we went, that we would see God move and see miracles. And so many things happened. We saw people be healed of back pain, shoulder pains. We saw many deaf ears open. And probably my favorite miracle was a little boy, he was 2.5, and he couldn't walk because one of his legs was shorter than the other. And we prayed for him, we watched as instantly God just grew his leg out, and he was able to be running around the church after the service. And so it was just awesome to see. And I just believe, and we had declared it in the first service, we're declaring that same thing, just believing that for Lake Mount. The 2019, just healings, miracles happening in every service. Just come and just believe that God is going to heal your body. He's going to do something powerful, and you're going to see what God's going to do. And again, I've just got some words of healing, and we're going to pray over them. And so heart issues, there's people here with some heart issues, some heart problems that you need some healing. God's going to heal you. Upper back pain and deaf ears. There's some hearing loss that you've been feeling. It almost feels like it's plugged, and God wants to heal your ears. So if that's you, why don't you just raise your hand, and some people are just going to lay hands on you. Any one of those categories, if you just need healing in your body, there's some in the back. And we're just going to pray and believe God. So Lord Jesus, we just thank you right now for healing taking place in the room, Lord God. We thank you that there is healing moving forward right now, Lord God. We pray over those backs, and we say, backs be healed right now in Jesus' name, that the spinal columns just line up. Lord, the pain that's in their shoulders as well, just line up right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for the deaf ears just opening up right now. Lord, where they feel like it's been plugged right now, that just unplug them right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in this place. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, every heart issue right now, we declare healing. Lord God, we just declare that the heart will continue to beat as it should, Lord God, and that there will be powerful miracles just taking place right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. I just want to say quickly that I received a word a few weeks ago, and the word is, the sad days are gone, and the time of fulfillment is coming. And I receive a word this in Zechariah 9:12 that say there is a double blessing for every affliction. So I want to declare over the house, there is a double blessing, that next year going to be a year of fulfillment, and every promise that God give you, they're going to fulfill. So I declare a double blessing over your life for every affliction that you went through, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You guys, thank you so much. I just want to encourage you that if you've ever considered a mission, or you feel like it's time to grow in your faith or take some next steps, we have 3 missions trips launching in 2019. The application's live on the website, and deadline to register is the end of January. But we are taking a team to Guatemala to work with Stephen and Carla. We're heading to the Dominican again to work with Jay and Jean. And then we're also sending a team with Reynold and Kathy to Gulu. So it's going to be an amazing, fruitful year. And so if you want to see these signs and wonders, miracles, you want to grow in your faith, I really encourage you to apply for one of our missions trips this year. I have one more testimony to read. And this is from Mike Baker. Some of you may know Mike and Chris, and Mike is working today, so he couldn't be with us, but he sent his testimony, which I'm really proud of him for doing. So I'm just going to read it here. It says, in late 2017, after much prayer and discussion with Krista, I made the decision to apply for a promotion at work. I work for a large organization that holds a lengthy and competitive process for promotions. I knew this was going to be a major undertaking, but I believe that God had been preparing me for this. And since 2016, when I fully declared him the Lord of my life, the changes were immediate, significant, and undeniable. Nearly every day I pray for Jesus to use me as his light and to shine through me as only he can. Immediately after announcing my intentions to my employer, I was met with very mixed feedback. Some people were encouraging while others were extremely discouraging. My immediate supervisors and area commanders made consistent attempts to discourage me from pursuing my goal and cited many reasons why I should not follow through, claiming that they had inside knowledge that it was not my time. This led to a period of uncertainty and stress for me and my family, and I turned to Jesus for guidance. As I prayed into this decision, I began to feel more and more that the negative advice being given to me was just not true. I wrestled with this decision and continued to pray in search of the true answer. Late one Saturday night, as I drove home from work, I began to pray for guidance. I asked God to not make the decision for me, but to help me with peace of mind and to put me in a place where I could make the decision that would be in alignment with his plan. Immediately, I felt a sense of calm as though all of the stress had been lifted from me at once. The next morning, I came to church and discovered that it was testimony day. As I sat and listened to all of the testimonies, a very obvious theme became apparent to me. Through faith, all things are possible. All of the testimonies described how people were faced with difficult situations, unbeatable odds, and through faith they overcame. This was a watershed moment for me and encouraged me to wholeheartedly pursue what I knew at that moment was God's plan. I knew through faith I could do no wrong. I knew that no matter what my earthly boss had to say, I am aware of my true boss. I was answering to God, and this is all that mattered. Eventually, I learned that the negative advice given to me was an attempt to manipulate the promotional process and thin the competition for my supervisor's chosen few. We bless them, Lord. With many prayers for my wife, Krista, my family, and my Lake Mount family, I was successful in being promoted and have embraced my newfound duties and responsibilities. I hope that this message will encourage others who may be facing a difficult situation, perhaps even one like mine, where people are attempting to lead you astray by deceit and falsehood. Through faith in Jesus Christ, all things are possible. Come on, that's so powerful. So good. So I don't know if you're believing for a promotion or a raise or a job or whatever it is, but I just want you to reach your hand to heaven. And I'm just going to agree with you right now for God's provision. So Lord, I just thank you, Jesus, that you are the one who orders our steps. God, that you are our true source and our boss. Lord God, we answer to you at the end of the day. So, Father, I just thank you right now that you're opening doors only you can open. Lord God, we thank you and agree for jobs and better jobs and raises. Lord God, we thank you right now for your favor resting on every person in this room. Lord God, as we faithfully serve you, as we pursue your heart, God, I just bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. We have one more testimony on the screen from Elizabeth Duncan.
About 30 years ago, I was diagnosed with a rare heart condition. And they fixed it. They did surgery, open heart surgery, and they fixed it. They added a patch from something that they had removed. And so that was fine for years. And then about the last 10 years, I started having difficulties with these patches started to leak. All of a sudden, it seemed like the last 3 years, it just got a lot worse. I was having shortness of breath, and I was retaining water, so my legs were swelling. There was a series of tests that I went through, but they said it still wasn't at the point where they could do surgery on it yet. 2 years ago in May, I was at work and had a heart attack. It was lucky that I survived because they found out that I had a 90% blockage in my LED, which is the main artery that runs to your heart muscles. Anyways, I ended up in the hospital, found a new cardiologist there who decided to take my case on, which was amazing. And he said that he was going to, keep looking at what they could do. And he said, your case is very rare because it was a rare heart condition and it's really hard to fix what was broken. We had started going to our first life group, and that's one of the times that I had to go in and I had a small procedure done. But it's almost like I didn't believe yet at that time that something like that could actually happen, that God could actually heal something like my heart. I was really concerned about having this heart cath, and the life group knew about it. And we prayed a few times, but the night before was where they all got together and laid hands on me. I felt more at peace that after they had stopped praying, I felt more at peace. And then, you know, the next day in the heart cath, and he's like, he comes around to the table and he said, "So what kind of symptoms were you having?" And he said, "How long have you been having this?" And I'm thinking, uh-oh, like, what's going on? And he comes back over to me. He said, "We can't find the leakage. Like, there's no leakage there." He said, "It's like they've closed up, and usually they need surgery to reclose them." I came out of the heart cath and I said to my husband, "Well, miracles happen." Because, like, here I am, and here this happened. I think that we ended up praying together right there. You know, thank you, God, for what he did. That was a revelation that, yeah, you know, God can heal. That things can change with prayer. And it's all about believing deep down in something that you don't see, but you know is there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like more information on who we are, visit our website at lakemount.ca or download our app for your mobile device.